Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Thursday, we talk a little bit about Texas AgriLife Extension with Mr. J.D. Raglin, part of the Randall County Extension Program down there in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing today, J.D.?
I'm doing great, Bryce. Good to visit with you again this week, and looking forward to having a good visit with you and bringing up to date on Texas A&M AgriLife Extension and what's going on in the life and times of Randall County agent, as well as a little update on some programs we've got coming up.
Well, you know, it's a little cooler up here today, and I know we're expected to be in the triple digits by the weekend. What is that looking like for some of those producers out there with this cool and hot constantly back and forth?
Yeah, all right. Well, it's kind of hard for me to imagine that. I'm visiting with you remotely today. I'm down at College Station at Texas 4-H Roundup, right on the Texas A&M University campus. And currently right now, it's about 102 here with no wind whatsoever. But I've gotten some reports back home. And, yeah, it's in the maybe upper 60s or so temperature-wise, and maybe a little bit of spotted rainfall, I think, yesterday morning perhaps there. But it is pretty hard on the crops, as you mentioned, there at home as the temperature begins or has been kind of a roller coaster, if you will, kind of up and down. It particularly has an impact on our young, recently planted crops, primarily cotton that we're talking about. You know, producers were able to get in there and get some things planted there in terms of cotton right after the last little rain episode we had, because it's been so dry. Producers have been unable to plant particularly dry land, but were able to get in there and get planted. And now we've got those young seedlings coming up, cotton, I'm talking. And, you know, this up and down roller coaster has been a little bit hard for it to figure out what time of the year it is, you might say. Mm-hmm. And obviously we need some more constant temperature on that, particularly that young seedling crop. But more importantly, Bryson, as you well know, we are still in desperate need of rainfall, and we could take a really good rain right now would certainly be beneficial, not only to our crops that have been in the ground a while, such as corn and maybe some of our irrigated cotton, but also some of our recently planted crops could sure use some good rainfall as well. We've had a little bit, but the issue is we get these, seems like right after a rain episode, we get these 30 and 40 mile an hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
And as dry as it is, and has been for such a long time, we get any kind of wind whatsoever with just a little bit of moisture, we don't get to keep it very long. It just simply evaporates too quickly, and we don't get a lot of good out of it. So still in need of some really good rainfall.
Well, whoever is praying for rain out there, y'all keep praying, because it is working. A little bit counts every single way. Well, JD, you said you were traveling down to College Station. It's Roundup season. For all those 4-H kids, you know what Roundup is. It's that state competition kids have been working for all year round, whether it was a fall contest or spring contest. What is that looking like for Randall County, as well as even District 1 down there at College Station?
Well, we've had a lot of contests so far. Bryson, for those listeners out there that may not know, this is statewide contest, and only the best of the best in the state of Texas able to compete at what we call Texas 4-H Roundup. It's been a tradition for many, many years here on campus at Texas A&M. We have some 40 different contests that are ongoing. It's a three-day contest episode where certain contests are held over a three-day period. In Randall County, we are very, very fortunate to have about 35 youngsters down here competing. Some occurred yesterday, some today, and we'll wrap up on Thursday with our competition and head back home. But some of our bigger contests, or the day at least Randall County kids had the most contest activity Wednesday. And we had our most contest on Wednesday and did really well. Matter of fact, I'd like to report that our livestock quiz bowl team won first, and not only first, but our team won second as well. And you might say, well, how's that possible? Well, out of our district competitions that most of us have, you know, in April and May, those are able to qualify to come down to round up. You have to place at least first, second, or third out of your district competition to be able to advance. And we were fortunate enough that we qualified two teams, Randall County did, in the Livestock Quiz Bowl contest that took place yesterday. And we're happy to announce that one of our teams was named state champions. And those team members on that particular team included Barrett Bradshaw, Tanner Owen, Sonny Cowley, and Alex Wilson. And then our other team was right behind them. They were named reserve champion livestock quiz bowl team. And those members were Hallie Cook, Hope Gleghorn, Cade Lawrence, and Cash Miller. And by the way, Cade Lawrence was second high individual in that contest. Would also like to report that yesterday in the fashion show, we had Kyle Guerrero, who placed third in the fashion show. And then we have many contests that are ongoing as we speak and will conclude, like I mentioned, on Thursday. So we were really excited about the success that we had. And hopefully with our youngsters competing as we speak, we'll have more success to report later on.
Well, congratulations to those kids that are in that livestock quiz bowl as well as the fashion show. I remember growing up how hard it is in those competitions to be first, second, or third. So it is awesome that they're going. So where are they headed off to after this for nationals?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. You know, some of our contests down here at each roundup do have national competition ties to them, and then some contests don't. But luckily for us in the livestock quiz bowl contest, those kiddos will be headed to Louisville to compete at the national contest coming up in November. So we're excited about that as well. And by the way, it was a neat feature as well, not only to have champion and reserve champion teams in the livestock quiz bowl contest, but our champion team, three of the four are high school graduating seniors. So it was the last opportunity for them to get the state championship, at least at the 4-H level anyway. And so we're awful proud of those three high school graduating seniors, and we're glad that they got the job done on their last attempt down here at 4-H Roundup.
Well, and besides the competitions, I know that a lot of kids down there go down for all their hard work their past 4 years of high school. Did Randall County get, and especially District 1, always was a tough competitor in getting those Texas 4-H Foundation scholarships. Were there any students out there you'd like to highlight who received a scholarship, who are about to receive one for their hard earnings in the 4-H industry?
Well, yes, we're very happy to report that several of our 4-H kids received a 4-H scholarship, our graduating kiddos. Barrett Bradshaw will be one of those recipients. Also, Tanner Owen will be one of those recipients as well. So they will be getting their scholarships with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and they will actually be attending an awards banquet to receive their certificate for their scholarship. So they will be going to dinner this evening, actually, with their scholarship donors and be able to spend some time with them and be able to take part in a ceremony where they are recognized for their scholarship. So we're awful proud of those kids. You know, one thing, Bryson, I think we we fail to mention more often than we should is, with these kids being heavily involved in 4-H ever since they're 9 years old, we're really blessed in the state of Texas to not only have multiple individual donors that contribute scholarship funds at state level, but huge supporters like the Houston Stock Show, the San Antonio Livestock Show, the State Fair of Texas, and also our Fort Worth Stock Show friends, and don't want to leave out our Austin Rodeo and Stock Show supporters there as well. So we're very fortunate to have those entities and those groups that really focus on our kiddos and want to reward them for their hard work and efforts through their career, and obviously provide them with some scholarship funds that will help them as they continue on and reach the college level.
Well, congratulations to those two scholarship awardees. It was an honor when I was in high school to get one. And I, again, like JD said, if you're listening out there and if you're one of those sponsors, thank you for all the hard work and donations that you do for these students, for all their hard work and success. And can't wait to see for the future that they do for the world of agriculture. Well, JD, we talked a little bit earlier that the Texas AgriLife Extension Service is doing a program this year that's a little different for your pest waste disposal. Can you go in a little depth about that for some of those producers that might be a little interested?
Sure, you bet. Well, all of our producers at some point during the crop growing season either going to be using some sort of herbicide or insecticide. And, some of those herbicides change the date. Producers want to do the right thing in terms of disposing of those unwanted liquid pesticides and herbicides. And so we are going to be holding, in conjunction with the Department of Agriculture, Texas Department of Agriculture, that is, and Clean Earth, along with the U.S. Ag, those entities and those groups come together and join together. We'll be hosting a pesticide applicator, non-wanted chemical disposal, and that'll be coming up on August 3rd. That'll be coming up. I know that's a little ways away, but I know producers may want to begin to make plans to attend that event and properly get rid of all their unwanted pesticide liquids. Now, they're going to be doing that up at Moore County, up at the Moore County Gin, and that's going to be held on August 3rd, starting at 8 a.m. to 12 noon. So producers want to take an opportunity of that and attend that event and properly dispose of their unwanted products.
Well, JD, it is a pleasure for you to get to talk to us this Thursday, and thank you for coming on, for being at College Station, as well as from KGNC, tell those kiddos good luck today, and the ones that have competed, tell them congratulations, and on our behalf, and wish you the best luck down there in College Station.
You bet. Thank you, Bryson. Always a pleasure to visit with you. And by the way, I might leave you, if producers have more questions about that pesticide applicator disposal, they may want to call the Moore County office at 806-935-2594, or of course we can answer any questions here at the Randall County Extension office at 806-468-5543.
Well, thank you, JD, and we'll get to talk to you next week.
You bet. Always a pleasure to visit with you, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC Studios. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Thursday morning.